Welcome to Semiobites, bite-sized podlog episodes related to theological semiotics.
Take a minute, if you would, and talk about Kabbalah at greater depth. You asked me how much I knew about it in a note recently, and I got to thinking about it and said, well, what do I know about it? And the answer is very little. I carry an impression around in my mind, and this is at best a very narrow and partial impression. I carry this idea around in my mind, probably through the way it's been represented in Christian media, of it being this numerological kind of way of looking at things through Old Testament scripture. As a Christian, to me, it has a pretty narrow, shallow meaning, so I'd like to know it more fully. So go into that a minute, if you would.
Yeah, definitely. I actually did an entire paper on Kabbalah for prepping for my dissertation. I definitely cover it because I think it's a significant issue of misunderstanding. Most people, when you hear the term Kabbalah, you think Madonna and the red bracelet or Hollywood spirituality, but that's not Kabbalah. That is the Kabbalah Center, which is a secular organization, which has shanghaied the term Kabbalah and used it for their own goods. It's, to give you an example, Joel Osteen is a better example of Orthodox Christianity than Kabbalah is within Hollywood of the Jewish people.
That's not a ringing endorsement.
No, and I'm not going to say don't do that, but I'm going to say it's not recommended to do Hollywood Kabbalah. Kabbalah itself actually means to welcome. That's what the term means in Hebrew. And it hasn't always been called the Kabbalah, but the very first Kabbalah, the very first person to practice Kabbalah is Abraham. And what it is having a relationship with the infinite, having a relationship with God.
So does it have any kind of resonance or synchronicity with the Christian notion of incarnation, especially as Lynn would talk about it?
A bit, yeah. You know, there's definitely numbers, but there's numbers within Judaism and Christianity that don't even connect to Kabbalah, but Kabbalah does leverage what's already out there. I mean, Kabbalah takes Torah and says, Torah gives us a lot of what's and how's, do this, don't do that, and here's how you do this and not do that. Kabbalah's the why. It's the spirituality, the mysticism, this idea that you can have a relationship and how do you have that relationship.
And so it goes more to the level of, in the Pardes terminology, to that deepest level of sowed presence with the divine as much as intellectual or intuitive grasp.
Exactly. In fact, Pardes, those different levels, that's all Kabbalah. And sowed is the Kabbalistic understanding of Torah.
Ah, okay. That really helps me.
Yeah. And so I don't know if you know this, but I actually have a podcast on Kabbalah hosted here on Anchor. It's called Kabbalah Pod. There's my shameless plug for it. And there's a lot of material out there that's recommended, a lot of material that's not recommended. There's so much out there about Kabbalah, and there's so much you can learn about it. And I'm still learning a lot about it, but it's helped me recognize that within Judaism, there's a relationship aspect, and I can have that relationship with God. And I think that means very similar for Christianity.
That's interesting. There could be a real strong rope in the bridge there, as it were. I would ask, as a favor, when you write your blog post for this session, put a link to your other podcast about Kabbalah in that post, because I'd like to see it. I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, I can definitely do that.
Send questions, comments, and suggestions to semiobites@gmail.com. Semiobites is a podcast co-hosted by Yedbrick and Semio City. Answer Semitic questions via Semiach analysis by addressing misunderstandings to build a bridge of shalom between Judaism and Christianity. Semiobites is a component of the Track 2 dissertation process at Portland Seminary for Jonathan Esterman and Terry Rankin. Musical consideration provided by bensounds.com.